We had discussed about the personnel structure that allocates our employees into different groups. These employee groups and employee subgroups enable us to implement different policies based on the subgroup they belong to. Let me give you an example. My boss, Mr. Sharma, who is at the second level leadership, has a different reimbursement policy than me, as I am a general manager at the first level leadership. Hence, the employee groups and subgroups are used for grouping different set of employee for implementing retail policy, configuring leave rules, mapping work schedule rules, shift planning, payroll processing and configuring wage rules.